for listening.
Well, you get to hear the music twice today, as we got a little ahead of ourselves and played it a little bit early, but that's okay. It's good music, and we're glad to have you listening to America's Web Radio, the number one in so many areas on, if you Google, you can Google Classic Car Show, you can Google Antique Car Show, Land Surveying, Medicine, and what pops up but America's Web Radio. And if you were to put in Dan and Dave, we're number one. So you're listening to the number one Dan and Dave show in the USA, and we've got Dan on the left coast. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning, Dave. I went to Google this morning, and I didn't put in anything, and it came up the Dan and Dave show. It just automatically came up. I call that recognition.
It is. And I wasn't kidding, as you well know, about our other shows. We've got just a super lineup of people, the hosts that do shows for us here in America's Web Radio and across the country. You can put in Our Constitution Radio, and up pops America's Web Radio featuring Michael Conley in Dallas. We've got folks just all over the country that contribute to making America's Web Radio your choice for podcasts, listening online, and all points in between, I guess. And we sort of going along with and tagging along with some of the news today. And before we get started, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a ringer, Dan, in that you brought it to my attention, I think, initially, or maybe my wife did. But that was the firing of Bill O'Reilly at Fox. What do you think about that?
Oh, you know, I don't think Bill needed the job. I think his ego probably did, but I'm sure his pocketbook is pretty fat. I don't know. You know, Bill was a high-profile target, just like he claims, and there's a lot of women that would like to share in his fame and popularity. It's complicated. However, I think Fox News, having been through much controversy in the last 12 months, they probably didn't want to go through much more controversy. And I noticed early on that a lot of advertisers had decided to leave the Bill O'Reilly show. You know, well-known advertisers like Apple or Microsoft, you know, they decided to leave and not sponsor the show. So perhaps Fox didn't really have a choice. Maybe the advertiser made their mind up for them. What do you think?
My opinion is, one, unfortunately, this business is laden with what O'Reilly and Fox have been charged with. Their news director, Roger Iles, was fired because of it, and this was sexual harassment. The business inherently puts men and women together sometimes at strange hours, sometimes in strange locations, men will be men and women will be women, and things happen. I'm certainly not condoning it by any means, but it does happen. I think O'Reilly, I think you hit his problem right on the head, and that's that it was quite obvious just watching him that he had something more than a super ego, and I'm sure he thought that he walked on water and that everybody should fall at his feet, and he could probably do a pretty good job of extortion. You want to be back on my show? Well, you know, I want this, I want that, or whatever. I don't know. I don't know all the circumstances. I just know that I'm like you. I don't think Fox had much of a choice. And you know, it's their call, and they can't hire women, and you know, it's the old saying too of where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I think it started with Gretchen Carlson, and then Tantaros, Andrea Tantaros, and a number of other women that work at Fox that have been harassed, and you know, you have to stop it somewhere. And if it has to be the head of news or Bill O'Reilly or whoever else, well, then it has to be addressed. And I guess Fox did what they thought that they had to do. And I'm like you, I don't think.
This is certainly a career break for Tucker Carlson. I think he'll move up a couple of slots. And Waters World, you know, Waters World has just been an extreme success. And Bill O'Reilly featured Waters quite a bit. So I think his star is rising.
Oh, absolutely. And it should. There, you know, Tucker Carlson has done a very good job on his own, as did Jesse Waters once he was given a chance to go out on his own. And I think people appreciate both of them. And probably they add, maybe they add something that was needed at Fox as well, and that's sort of a fresh new look, fresh younger people, younger ideas, younger whatever. So I think they'll do fine. And I don't think the cash register will miss many coins for Fox. They have a very loyal viewing audience, and I think I'm not going to lose any sleep on Fox losing any money.
Well, the median age of the Fox News viewer is 66. At MSNBC, it's 64, and CNN, it's 59. So CNN gets a much younger viewer, and I think Tucker Carlson will be more competitive with the CNN age group.
You know, you just reminded me of something, Dan, as we're talking about this. You know, for years and years, well, I don't know how many years, the last 10 years, 15 years, whatever it's been, what was the one thing that Fox was always noted for?
Fair and balanced news.
No. Good-looking reporters. Good-looking anchors. And I, you know, even they, you know, people kidded about it. Oh my gosh, you know, the girls, the women on Fox News are beautiful, and look at them compared to MSNBC or whatever and whatever and whatever. And you know, you portray that image, and again, you've got a really good-looking lady in a rather short skirt. And, you know, you keep blowing on the fire and on the smoke, and all of a sudden you're going to have fire. And I think this is part of...
Well, I always watch them for their fair and balanced news. Now, I don't know, you know, I guess we all had our own reasons for watching Fox, but, you know, I wanted to hear
the fair and balanced,
you know, balanced perspective on what was going on. I didn't really notice the short... dress on the stool, and you know,
uh-huh.
The legs crossed.
Uh-huh.
I didn't notice any of that.
Not right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. And do you think you're going to pass that by your psychiatrist, and he's going to believe that, or your wife, for that matter?
Oh yeah, she knows.
She knows. Okay. So anyway,
fair and balanced news.
Fair and balanced. Well, well, never mind. But anyway, so we'll see how it all plays out. I like I said, I don't think I'm going to lose any sleep on any of them losing any money and having to go to the Tin Cup and be on a corner. I think Fox will do fine, and I think O'Reilly will do fine.
Yeah.
I will be surprised if we hear any more from O'Reilly. Now, my wife had this theory that O'Reilly and... it's Roger Iles, isn't that the guy's name that was
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So my wife has this idea that O'Reilly and Isles are going to go together and form a new conservative network. They may have a lot of money, but I don't think they had the money that Murdoch has. And you don't just say poof and start a new channel up. But then again, they could come down to Atlanta and buy out America's Web Radio. Yeah, come on down, boys.
Well, you know, Bill O'Reilly has been a successful author over the years, but I'm not sure how successful he would have been had he not been on Fox News. I think that gave him the credibility and the visibility to sell books.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I agree 200% with you on that.
I don't know how old Bill is, but if I were him, I'd travel and enjoy life.
I, for some reason, and I don't know what this is based on at all, but for some reason I think he's 66. But I can't give you a reason at all why I even think that.
He just took a retirement.
But anyway, so we got other news that I wanted to talk about, and I'm not a big supporter of Kim Jong-un in North Korea, and he keeps beating on his chest, and he's just sort of asking for North Korea to disappear. He's saying that they're going to launch as soon as a. And I don't know what in range means. I guess it may be sitting on his front door or something with the success of their missiles lately, but that he's going to take the Carl Vinson out to show his, Korea, North Korea's abilities. And I think, and what people are saying, and some on the inside, some on the outside, and some I can't mention, that as soon as a rocket is even made vertical, that'll be the end of North Korea. They won't even have to launch the sucker. And we do have the capabilities of watching North Korea, and every time the fat little pig goes to the bathroom, we know where he is. So Kim Jong-un may be biting off more than... he knows.
I don't. He's not going to do anything. I mean, he's just following his dad's book. It says go this far, don't cross the line, but you can go up to this far, and you can say these things, and spit in your enemy's eye and cause all sorts of tension. But be careful, because if you go over this line, they'll take you out. And I think he's very cautious. He knows where that line is. And, he's bluster. He's a bully. He's just bluster.
But I don't think he understands this administration. He could do all of what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying, totally. But he could carry it one little step further and have a nuclear capability. And I think, from what Mattis has said, that would be all it would take for a preemptive strike.
Well, he may do another nuclear test tomorrow. There's quite a bit of talk about tomorrow being a big day for North Korea, and we may see him test another nuclear device.
Let me stop you there. We got to take a break, and I know people are interested.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
About nuclear tests.
Yeah, we do. We do. We're going to talk nuclear tests as soon as we get back.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Rinaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on americaswebradio.com.
Your auto love and investment demands the best, and for 45 years, Passport Transport has been meeting those demands. From manufacturers to the one-car collectors and all other facets of the auto industry and antique auto hobby. The first and the finest with unequaled service and peace of mind. Passport Transport, your auto transportation company. Contact PassportTransport.com with your need today. Passport Transport.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
You're listening to americaswebradio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show. Look at it like this. You've survived the first 15 minutes. You only have 45 minutes to go. So you can sit there and be in the lap of luxury. And by the way, we are we're still recording. We post our archives. We're up to date on all of our archives. You'll be glad to know that, I'm sure, or somebody would
be. So I can go and just hear the repeat of this show over and over and over and over. I like it.
You could do that, and you can do that from your psychiatrist's ward that they put you in for doing it.
Well,
not that mean that that would mean that you're crazy, but it would suggest highly that you've got a temporal problem.
Well, they give me that white suit with the long sleeves. I've always wondered why the sleeves are so long. They have to wrap them around behind me to make it fit. Highly uncomfortable.
You know,
I don't recommend it.
You know what? You know, my one of my biggest problems is claustrophobia. I can think of being in something like that, and I can, if they ever put me in a straitjacket, it would be all over with the shouting. I mean, that would, I'm sitting here, that would be...
I've got a claustrophobia story. Let me.
Are we going to get back to the nukes in a minute? Go ahead with your claustrophobia story.
Yeah, we'll get back to those nukes. Who cares about nukes when you can hear a good story? A number of years ago, my wife and I decided we wanted to take up scuba diving with the air tanks and masks and all that stuff. So we went to the local pool and the instructor and he had several other couples that were wanting to do the same thing, so after some instruction, he threw some items down to the bottom of the pool, and he told me to go down and get them, and this was, we were going to share a mask, or share air. So I was to go down to the bottom of the pool. No, Jan went down to the bottom of the pool. That's right. She picked up the weight, and then he told me to go in and get the second weight. So I went in, and I was going down, and all of a sudden, here comes this five-pound weight crashing by my head, and my wife had freaked out because she had this mask on, and she's claustrophobic. So she was getting out of town. I mean, she was pedaling out of that pool pretty fast, and she dropped her weight. Well, it just about took me out, so that was the end of our scuba career right there. I thought, well, it's a team sport, and I didn't have a team, so I...
And you're still buying that it was an accident about that weight going by your head?
She claims it was.
She
claims it was.
I didn't realize it. I've never... There was a time when... that show. What was that show with... Lloyd Bridges.
SeaWorld,
yeah, black and white. There was a time that, you know, I would watch that and think, oh, yeah, you know, I want to do that. So, but that was about the end of it because it cost a lot of money to back then to reserve a tank and do it and take lessons and all that. But my son, my youngest son, he's a diver, and I didn't realize that once you're certified, and I don't know, I guess it has levels, is that right? your levels. Oh, levels, but depths. I believe it's on whatever depth you can go and this and that. But anyway, he's certified, and he's a certified diver as well as along with what's the thing where he can dive with or without a tank, but snorkel. He's also certified in snorkeling or whatever, which I didn't know you had, you know. Anyway, yeah, so he's been all over the world, and, you know, wherever he goes, if he wants to rent a tank, and he's certified to do it. I got squeamish when he started. Pardon?
It sounds like a fun sport to me.
Well, you know, there's a good side and a bad side. And the bad side, I got very squeamish with him. You know, one of the part sports of it is to investigate caves, if they're underwater caves. And, you know, you can get lost and you can get very disoriented going into a cave underwater. And, you know, it can be a very dangerous sport at the same token.
I would not go into the cave. One of the dangers of diving is if you go too deep or if you start coming up too quickly, you get nitrogen narcosis, and it's like you're drunk.
Yeah.
And so you get disoriented, and these guys, they don't know up from down. And when you're down 150, 200 feet, you really need to know which way is up. And
yes.
So they'll start thinking they're surfacing and go deeper and deeper and deeper. So it's a deadly sport if not done correctly.
Correct.
But I'm sure your son is certified and knows all about the dangers.
Well, he is certified, and I know that he's what's a pat dived or rented equipment and gone diving in a number of countries, Australia, New Zealand, and a number of other countries. But anyway, back to the nuclear thing. That's a very risky sport too. Is pushing buttons that send off nuclear bombs.
What do you think about the failure lately of North Korea putting up missiles, doing their missile testing, and the missile blows up? What is the cause?
It's only been one, right?
No, they've had five or six.
Are you
not in the last week or two, but, I mean, over the course of the last year or two.
Well, you know, there was, they blamed, didn't they or somebody blamed the U.S. on it for hacking into their software on the missiles and blowing them up. If that's true, then power to the U.S. Good for us. If it's not true, they're far in superior or far less efficient than what they think they are. And at that point, I think I'd be very careful to in what I armed them with until I knew it was going to get out of my airspace. The other thing is, I would imagine that at this point, North Korea is short a few generals that were responsible for those rockets going off. And those guys have been put places that they won't come back from, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think in their army you go from private to general because they got more generals than, you know, they know what to do with. But
you know, did you watch any of the parade that they did the other day or a couple of weeks ago or whenever?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
spectacular.
Those their soldiers have got to have intestinal problems, be it bladder problems or colon problems. You can't march like that and not disrupt something. Doing the goose step.
Well, it looks Yeah, I couldn't do it without disrupting something. Now, these guys, you know, they look like they're 15, 16 years old. So they may be able to do it better than you and I would be able to do it.
Just watching them hurt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess yeah. The only others were Germany used to do the goose step. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess. I know the Germans, the Nazis did. I don't know what the purpose of that is. It's just to make you look stronger.
To me, it makes you look sort of stupid, but...
Yeah, you can't bend your knees.
And if you get a close-up of their face as they're doing it, it looks like it's rattling their whole cage, you know? But anyway, so I don't have any respect whatsoever for Kim Jong-un, and you realize his first name is Ung. It should be Dung, but anyway, it's Ung. His last name is Kim, and they do everything backwards. They'll probably aim the missile at themselves when they get ready to launch.
They'll shoot it straight up,
yeah.
Straight down, right?
Right. sort of like the water bottle rockets we used to do many years ago. Anyway, so we got that now. Everybody is picking on your president one more time, and he brought a lot of it on himself. I must admit that with this 100 days and what he was going to accomplish and all this kind of stuff. I personally, and I even with Obama, and that's stretching it a long ways, but ever since I can remember, the news has been on, well, what's the new administration going to be able to accomplish in the first 100 days? You know, I think we've set up some kind of field goal or some kind of goal that really makes no sense. And I'm not a big supporter of what somebody's going to do in 100 days. I'm more impressed with what somebody can get done in 6 months or a year or in their term than I am in trying to whitewash some kind of deal that they've done such a great job in 100 days that they don't have to do anymore.
Well, I don't know where the 100-day measurement came from. Trump is not the first president to be measured by that time span.
Oh, no, not at all.
And I agree with you. It's meaningless, but yet, you know, it's a time that people like to sit back and say, okay, what's this guy done? And, I think that's legitimate.
Well, yeah, but I think we'll get into it right after we take another break on the Dan and Dave Show. We'll be back with Dan and the Left Coast, holding up the Left Coast right after this.
Cook Immigration Partners is your passport through the immigration maze. Whether it's help with E-Verify in your business, or help in how to document a new employee under the new I-9 rules, or if you marry a foreign national, Cook Immigration Partners is your best choice for a legal advocate. Call us today at 866-286-6200. That's 866-286-6200, or visit us on the web at www.immigration.net.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on americaswebradio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on americaswebradio.com anytime you like.
Do you have problems with sinus pain and pressure? Do other people smell things that you don't? Have you lost the joy in eating because food just doesn't taste like it used to? Is your nose always stuffy no matter what you do? Maybe you have sinus or nasal polyps. These are generally benign growths that occur from chronic sinus infection or allergies that are either undertreated or have not been treated at all. At Peachtree ENT Center, we specialize in minimally invasive balloon dilation sinus surgery and correction of a deviated nasal septum and turbinate reduction surgery that can be done in the office. We use the state-of-the-art equipment so that you can see the problem. You will be a partner in your care, and together we will decide the course of treatment. We believe in old-fashioned medicine, where we take the time to fix the problem, not just medicate the symptoms. You can rest assured that all options will be offered before surgery is recommended, because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show, with Dan on the West Coast and Left Coast, and I'm on the Right Coast because I am so conservative. Anyway, so we've got we've talked about Kim Jong-un and his threats that he's going to sink the Carl Vinson. I think about the time the missile got about 10 feet off the ground, we would say, North Korea who?
Well, he claims he has an aircraft killer.
An aircraft killer or an aircraft carrier killer?
An aircraft carrier killer. There you go.
I think that's his one submarine that is 1942 vintage. That maybe he rams it with the submarine. I don't know.
I wonder how many submarines are with our carrier group.
I'm not sure. For some reason, I think there's only one, but there may be more than one. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of the Carl Vinson. Beautiful. It's just a beautiful vessel, and it holds 100 jets. And
goodness.
On the deck right now in this picture, there looks like there may be 20 jets. So, it's quite a ship.
Have you ever toured aircraft carriers?
No, I haven't.
I find it, I've never been on a current one, but even the old ones I find fascinating. And, the guys that serve on submarines and on aircraft carriers, well, I guess any ship, but the aircraft carrier, I mean, you got to know your job, and you better stay on the mark where you're supposed to be, or you're going to find yourself blown into tomorrow somewhere, And I marvel at the pilots that can land on, I think they call it landing on a postage stamp, and the tension and the way they do on catching the hook on the plane. And the whole thing is just incredible, and I can imagine when they were really, attacking, in the Gulf War and then before that in Vietnam and so forth, but when those guys are going at full tilt and the whole thing is just amazing. Absolutely amazing to me.
Yeah, and they land at night, and they land in bad weather. This picture that I'm looking at here, it looks like the Carl Vinson is on a lake. It's so smooth.
Oh, Candace, I'm right in the middle of the show.
But, they're landing when that ship is pitching and turning.
Okay, thanks.
Good stuff. And the guy that directs the landing, the fellow that you see on his knees waving wildly,
yeah,
he's my hero. Well, I'd like to meet that guy. And know what he knows. I'm looking at the deck here. There's not much other than the deck on an aircraft carrier. There's one tower.
Yeah.
But then everything else is deck. It's flat decking.
And which way are they facing when they're landing planes? And when they're taking planes are taking off?
They're into the wind.
Yeah, you're heading into the wind. So you can get the lift and the push factor.
Yeah, I don't know how many hooks they have. If you miss the first couple of hooks, are you out of business?
They have two wires, and if you miss the second one, then you give it full power and go around.
Yeah.
And then you expect to be kitted when you land.
Oh.
I don't see, you know.
A name for that situation, yeah.
Pretty scary, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think North Korea better stay away from declaring war on the Carl Benson. Looks like Carl Benson might be a mean son of a gun.
Well, not only...
Like a hornet's nest.
Yeah, not only do they have the planes, but they also have the missiles to go along with them. The Tomahawks, they can launch. They can launch more than just planes, from what I understand. Plus the destroyers that are with them, and you know, they're and the submarines that are with them. So, yeah, you're biting off a chunk if you go after one of our carrier groups.
Well, and what do you think China's position in all of this is? Are they secretly supporting North Korea?
I personally, I don't think so. I think that they think he's probably have about the same opinion of him as I do, and realize that they don't want a combined North and South Korea, but they don't want this guy to, you know, they don't want him to push a button and get us all into a war either.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And if it came to a war, what would China's position be? If North Korea launched an attack, we responded, what would China do? Nothing?
Well, you know, they've already done something, and that is that they've put, I've heard different figures from 140 to 175,000 troops on the border with North Korea, because they don't want their immigrants or refugees coming into China. So that action to me speaks fairly loud. I think it would depend. I think we could conceivably, possibly, have a problem with China if we did a preemptive strike. I think. And I'm no expert and base this only on a gut feeling. But if North Korea were so stupid as to launch a peanut at South Korea, or at the United States, or at the Carl Vinson, then I think China would step back and, well, you're going to get what you deserve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that assessment. Yeah.
And I don't think Russia will do anything.
You know, Russia's dog in the fight would be Iran, and the tie between North Korea and Iran with their sharing of technology, and it's complicated. All of these countries are in some kind of network together. It's a push-pull. You push against one, and the other guy's going to be affected.
Well, I think it's we got the good guys on one side, and you got the bad guys on the other side, and I that's sort of the way it's always been.
So, with aircraft carriers, since you're a marine scientist and you know about warships, do they launch off the bow or off the stern?
Off the bow.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll go with what you say. You're the man. Did you ever build an aircraft carrier model?
Oh, yeah, sure. Had an every kid?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever blow one up?
No.
No. You know, a Black Cat or an M-80, placed inside an aircraft carrier does great damage.
Does a lot of damage, huh?
Does a lot of damage, yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, let's talk about Trump's 100 days here and see if he's on track. Let's talk about immigration. Let's talk about the wall. I'm hearing that a lot of people are now voicing their opinion against the wall. Is that just media? Do most people want the wall, but a few don't, so the media magnifies the opinion of a few? Or are we starting to realize that the wall is, you know, not the solution?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I think my opinion is that Mr. Trump painted himself into a corner, and I'm not sure he's got a big enough brush or roller to get out of that corner.
And we can't say we don't know. I mean, people listen to the Dan and Dave show because they want to know. I'm going to Google the Dan and Dave show. I think we probably lost our first place listing.
Well, we may have. We may have.
It's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, being president's a tough position. I think I'd be saying I don't know 50 times a day. One of the things that about the wall is animals can't cross the wall either. So you divide, you know, an ecological zone in half, and it's got to damage the migration of land animals, doesn't it?
I would certainly think so.
Animal doors that they go through. I don't know. Have you heard what the wall is going to cost? I know he went out for bid about 2 weeks ago, I think. Have you heard?
I've heard all sorts of things from $11 billion to $14 billion, and what he's trying to do is get $1 billion from Congress to start it. You know, Trump, like I said, I really think he painted himself into a corner. And, you know, it's one of these things that he's gotten himself in a damned if you do and damned if you don't situation. I don't know where and why. I guess the why more so than the why he came up with the thing during his campaign that Mexico was going to pay for it. You know, he may come out with, well, what I meant is they're going to pay for it because we're going to charge everybody from Mexico a dollar when they come into the United States. I don't know, but that was not, you know, he had it, and like the past president of Mexico said, we're not paying for your effing wall. So, you know, that was, in my opinion, a mistake on Trump's part, ever even saying that. With that being said, though, we're going to have to take a break. It's that time to do it. So let's take a break. We'll be back on the Dan and Dave Show right after this.
This is Dr. George from Peachtree ENT Center. We've won patient care awards and have the highest patient recommendations because we believe in practicing medicine the old-fashioned way. Practicing good medicine is based in listening to the patient and making a care plan that is individual. The best medical care is given when there is a strong doctor-patient relationship built on mutual trust and respect. At Peachtree ENT Center, we believe in taking care of the whole patient because healing is more than writing a prescription. Whether you have problems hearing, have frequent throat or sinus infections, from the time you call our office and speak to a real person, you'll be treated as an individual and not as an ailment. During your visit, you will not be rushed, and all your questions will be answered. When possible, natural treatments will be recommended to fix the problem. If surgery is recommended, cost-effective, minimally invasive treatment for snoring, sleep apnea, or sinus problems will be offered, because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
The disease of addiction is a life-altering challenge, not just for the person suffering its effects, but also for the family and friends who support and love the one caught in its grasp. What should be the course of treatment? Who is the best person to render treatment? And what is the best place to go for the care that is needed? We know that you want answers to these and many more questions. Call 770-696-9862 and speak to a representative of the Atlanta Healing Center. They can tailor a program specifically designed to address the needs of the person suffering with an addiction or give you guidance as to where that help may be found. Information is the key, and the trained staff at AHC is here to assist. If you wish, you can also get more information on the website located at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
Cook Immigration Partners is your passport through the immigration maze. Whether it's help with E-Verify in your business, or help in how to document a new employee under the new I-9 rules, or if you marry a foreign national, Cook Immigration Partners is your best choice for a legal advocate. Call us today at 866-286-6200. That's 866-286-6200, or visit us on the web at www.immigration.net.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And you're back on the Dan and Dave Show, and we appreciate you tuning in today and or listening to the podcast 10 years from now. Whoever or whenever you listen to it, we appreciate it. Isn't that right, Dan?
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about the Dan and Dave Show being the number one Dan and Dave Show according to Google. And yeah, I was just calculating the value of that and what it should be worth. I mean, Dan and Dave sort of, that sounds like 50-50, right? Dan and Dave. 50-50. So I'm wondering what the value of having a number one show on Google is. And I really don't know. I think it's upward of 10 million is kind of where I would peg it.
10 million what?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know.
10 million no, pennies? 10 million...
I don't know. We have fun with that, though, don't we?
Certainly we
okay,
do.
So, getting back to the wall, you suggested that the wall might cost anywhere from 10 billion to 18 billion or whatever. Do you think, would you be willing to the United States pay $18 billion for the wall? Is it that important to you?
Is it that important to me? I guess I have a very strange feeling or philosophy or whatever you want to call it. They're not illegal immigrants. They are illegals. They've broken the law by coming into the United States without permission. And it's not their right. It's not their privilege. Anybody that comes in should go through the, should do it the right way, and or you're illegal. Is the wall the answer? I don't think it is. That no matter how long the wall is, there's always an end to it. Mm-hmm. So you go around that end, or you go around the other end, you know. You put a beautiful door in it, and this is heaven, so you've got somebody at the pearly gates opening and closing the door. I don't know that that's going to work. Does it save money on what we're doing? The United States, historically, in my opinion, has always had a tremendous problem when dealing with another country, whether it's our neighbor to the north or to the south or it's France or it's England or it's Russia or whatever country, we seem to always miss the ball on our international dealings. Now, France has had an open border, and they're one of their presidential nominees is closing the border. If I believe it's the lady, if she wins, she's totally opposed to open borders. My bottom line feeling is that if you're a sovereign nation, it's your land and you can do with it what you want, and that if you say this is the way you come into the country, anything else is illegal, then that's the way it should be. And certainly Mexico doesn't want us coming into Mexico. If you come in without papers, you can be in deep trouble. So,
yeah, well,
we need to establish something.
When Trump started talking about the wall, I think a lot of us thought, well, that's a good solution. That solution might work. But after having lived with the thought of the wall for a few months, I would hate to see us build a wall, because I think it would be symbolic. It would be a huge symbol, and I don't think it would be a good symbol. I think there should be other ways to control immigration other than trying to put a wall up. And I'm like you, a wall has an end, it has a door, it has, you know, it's not going to stop people that are real serious about getting across. They'll still come up. They'll pole vault. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
They'll you know, have little personal drones that take them over the wall. Who knows? But they'll figure out something, and pretty soon the wall just becomes a decaying, you know, thing that needs to be torn down, and then it's going to cost $20 billion to tear it down. I just don't think it's the solution to the problem. I think there is a problem. But Trump is starting to remove a lot of the criminal illegal immigrants. So let's stay on that track and see where we get. But I think the wall is kind of a symbol more than anything else.
Yeah, you know. So then when do we start the one between the U.S. and Canada?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. What's that wall going to look like? Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I think once you start building walls, where do you stop?
Yeah, exactly. And we have a lot of illegal aliens, illegal undocumented people come in on ships. That's a bigger thing than people want to recognize or appreciate. They come in to the ports of L.A. and along, up and down the West Coast as well as on the East Coast. So that's a problem. You know, I unfortunately think that the media has taken this well out of proportion, and we used to have an answer, and somehow we don't have that answer anymore, and I don't have that answer. I think Trump made such a big deal out of it that it could wind up hurting him in the future, and his big deal, we're going to make Mexico pay for it. I don't know who was advising him on that. I don't know. So, okay, so, you know, the only one thing that, now, I was listening this morning and they were saying, oh, he has signed more executive orders. Well, I'm not a big executive order fan, but, okay, so he's done that. And he's signed more legislation than any president in modern history or something. That was another accomplishment. I don't know what legislation that is. I haven't, either I've been sleeping at the switch or I've just missed some of this, all of this legislation.
I agree with the executive orders. I mean, ask Obama about executive orders. He signed a whole bunch of them, and now Trump comes in and he reverses a whole bunch of them. So executive orders may only live as long as that president is in office. It's a temporary
something.
Policy.
It's a temporary something or the other. I'm just not sure what it's a temporary something of, you know?
He has signed a memorandum, and I don't know what memorandum means. I don't know if that's an executive order. Sounds like it is, that would withdraw the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Which I agree with. I thought that was
pretty
stupid. No other way to describe it other than pretty stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not really a, are you a big NAFTA fan?
No.
Nor am I.
No.
Nor am I.
He is, he's looking into ending foreign trading abuse, you know, and I think he was looking at China for their currency manipulation, but that's kind of on the back burner since North Korea's stuck its ugly head up, and I think that's a hotter potato with China than the trading current or than the currency manipulation is. He is looking into unlawful trade practices, so that's good.
You know, the best thing that I think, and I... Again, I agree with it, but I disagree with it. And that is, I think he got a good Supreme Court justice on the Supreme Court. However, I don't necessarily agree with the nuclear action or whatever they call it to get him on. But that's only my...
Right. That's going to come back and bite the Republican Party, obviously, at some point. We don't know when, but at some point it will.
No question.
Here's another one. He implemented a lifetime ban on White House officials lobbying on behalf of a foreign government.
I agree with that.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah. With that being said, though, Dan, you know what? We're about out of time. We've got a little less than 15 seconds to go before we got to put the plug in the jug and get out of here. So, once again, thank you for all you do, and thank you for the show this morning.
That was fun.
And
we had a little bit of fun today.
Well, good. Now you can go eat your oatmeal, and we'll see you next week.